Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner brings that up.
He brought it up and then immediately deleted the tweet. Now, does he delete it because it's BS? Or did he delete it because he's like, you know what? I don't know if I want to bury this guy that much. But that's something the league's got to investigate.
Yeah.
Now, granted, the Jets actually beat Philadelphia in that game. So we got the last laugh, as you recall. The Eagles turned the ball over 150 times. And for a while, that looked like one of the great wins because the Eagles' only loss occurred to the Jets.
Yes.
But the fact that that accusation is out there, if that is proven to be true, I'll tell you right now, you should be suspended for an entire season.
It's the first time I've heard of it, though.
You've never heard of that?
Well, no. This year with him. Like, it's the first I've heard that he leaked the playbook to the Eagles.
I had not heard it. Was that something on Reddit or something? Because I hadn't heard that.
Yes. A little deeper dive said that was the speculation on Reddit.
Oh, I was kidding. I just made that up. You're telling me that's true.
And where did that come from?
Everything's on Reddit. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm like 9 threads in here trying to get through this.
Right. Wait, so this was a thing during the season that did they know Mecole Hardman, or just that someone leaked the game plan to the Eagles before that game?
Right. I didn't hear this story.
Yeah. So what I understand, unless I'm completely off, there was another deleted tweet, or maybe even this was part of the deleted tweet that happened then.
Sauce Gardner tweeted this in October?
I don't know. I'm trying to make this clear. I don't know if it was a different tweet or this same tweet was in
October.
I want
to make this clear for you today. This is your job.
That's my job. Find
your job is to get to the bottom of this, because if it's true that this SOB is leaking game plans,
right,
suspended for the season,
then we have another issue with Mecole Hardman.
Well, that's a scandal.
As opposed to him being a crybaby.
You tell me if I'm over-exaggerating because you played in this league. And that is an NFL scandal if that happened.
That's a big deal.
Thank you.
That tweet was from today, but I'm trying to find what prompted it back in October where people thought this was a thing.
Right. Got it.
Keep working on it, sleuth. Sean Morash, look at that. He's defending the Jet honor. He's doing all the research to find out.
Trying to get back in some good graces.
Well, not only that, screw Mecole Hardman.
There you go. Speaking my language now. Let's go to Brendan in Dumont. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, Ev. So, Ev, listen, I hate to agree with Tommy there. Not Tommy, with Sean. But
same guy.
With the smoke, there's fire.
Right.
There's more than one player, or with these two players, talking about the problems with the Jets.
Who else?
There's one other player.
Who else?
Aaron Rodgers. He came out and said it. The BS has got to stop.
A good point.
I mean, they're a mess. I'm a Jets fan. I'm like years, blood and sweat invested in this team. It's a mess.
Well,
the fact that we're even talking about it, the fact that all this stuff and Sauce is tweeting and untweeting, it continues. It doesn't stop.
Well,
it's
what specifically, because we're on the same page here, Brendan, in terms of listening to what Aaron Rodgers has to say, what specifically did Rodgers say that concerns you the most?
Well, he says, you know, like, all this BS has got to stop. Championship teams don't have this kind of BS.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, so, you know, whether Mecole Hardman is right, whether he's the guy who should be delivering the message or not, doesn't really matter. The BS, it just doesn't stop.
Brendan, I agree that when Aaron Rodgers made those comments a few months ago, specifically about the leaks in the organization, and about how the BS has to stop.
Yeah, the non-football stuff.
Well, one of the things we questioned, Tiki, was what did he mean? We didn't know what he meant.
But it also felt like he was talking about himself, because some of that stuff came from him.
Right. Well, that's why when I asked, well, what did he mean when he said that? What did he mean when he said that?
Yeah.
Was he talking about himself? Was he talking about, like, what specifically was wrong behind the scenes with the New York Jets last year? And the only reason I care is not because I want to write an autopsy on the season, but because I want to fix it. That's the reason one should care. because in 2024, the Jets have big, big expectations. They have to, just based on the way the team is built. And you've got to make sure that you can't have the same mistakes affect you again. So, yes, I agree with you. I listen to what Aaron Rodgers has to say. Aaron Rodgers is the greatest hope the Jets have. You don't have to like him, mm-hmm. but you better realize that if you're a Jet fan, wrap your legs around him. Because he's the only chance we have as Jet fans to see victory. Him. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to speak on the sleuthing?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. This would require another level of me having to find the exact podcast. But Jets Twitter, Reddit, whatever, seems to believe that the week after that Eagle-Jet game, or 2 weeks after the Kelce Brothers podcast, there was kind of a throwaway moment where Jason Kelce admitted that we pretty much knew everything the Jets. That's what made the loss so stunning. We knew everything that was coming our way with the Jets. And apparently that set Jet social media ablaze.
Well, hold on. Can I give you an immediate reaction to that? If Jason Kelce, obviously the Philadelphia Eagles,
yes.
made a throwaway comment, hey, man, we
to
knew
his
everything.
Brother. To his brother. Talking to his brother.
On a podcast, we knew everything that was coming. I don't take it as a player leaked the game plan. You know what I take it as? You may want to hold your ears. I take it as that Nate Hackett has an incredibly predictable offense. That's okay. How I take it. Now, that's just me. Okay, I'm not sleuthing on Jet Twitter. I'm a Jet fan, and the way I would take that comment was more a knock on the coaching staff for being completely uncreative and just having a game plan that's vanilla. Now, you tell me, Tiki, do you take it? I know it's critical of your guy,
right?
But do you take it as that or someone leaked the game plan?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to leak a game plan. Especially Jason Kelce, there was no one to have leaked it, right? It's not like Mecole Hardman, while having his game plan, gave it to somebody on the Eagles the day before they were playing him. So and it must be what you're talking about, that the game plan was so simple, and we know why it was simple because we talked about this all season long. Zach Wilson just couldn't execute anything. And so they basically did the same things over and over and over and over and over again. So for him to say, we knew exactly what they were going to do, what's he actually saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have to tell you, I'm about to really rip Sauce Gardner if I put this together.
Yeah, so Sauce now.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So now you have to go back and look at Sauce and be like, Sauce, what in the hell are you talking about?
Exactly. If Sauce Gardner, can you get Sauce on the phone? We can ask him. If
Sauce, 1-800-SAUCE.
Thank you. If Sauce Gardner came to the conclusion that the game plan was leaked based on that throwaway comment from Jason Kelce,
yeah.
then we have a problem.
Yes.
Now, hold on.
Then Sauce Gardner has too much time on his hands.
I have to defend Sauce now. Don't put me in the spot where I'm going to miss the Jet here.
Hey, go ahead.
All right. Sauce Gardner is a smart young man. Like, they know things, like, in the locker room. Mecole Hardman admitted to us he wasn't willing to return punts. He sounds like a clown, all of this. He's telling you how tight he was with Travis Kelce. I can understand the connecting of the dots. Hardman, clearly, as Joe Douglas brought up, too, tampering, maybe to get his way to the Chiefs. Maybe he knows he's going to get there. He's so fed up. Screw this. Trav, give Jason, this is exactly what we're going to do. I could envision a world doing that. However, if that's exactly what was said, I do see how it could be read as it's so simplified. But I could see, you know, Sauce Gardner thinking that, if that's how the team felt.
If the team felt it because they had more evidence than a throwaway line from Jason Kelce, I'm all ears. All if right. it's based on the throwaway line from Jason Kelce, we got a problem.
Or maybe the team just didn't realize how predictable they actually were.
Well, no, I think they did.
They know.
They did. Yeah.
Sauce knows.
They did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.